Yo. What's up, my fellow humans? Riley Hart here, coming at you live with another episode of Self-Care RX, the only podcast that serves up daily doses of real talk, no BS, and a whole lot of self-love. Today, we're diving deep into something major. Creating a safe space for your emotions. Ever felt like bottling everything up? Like your feelings are trapped in some emotional pressure cooker about to explode? You know that feeling when you try to force a smile while internally screaming? Yeah, me too, bestie. But here's the thing, we're Gen Z, right? We're all about authenticity and being real AF. So why are we still afraid to let our emotions flow freely? Like, seriously, what happened to crying in public without feeling judged? Look, creating a safe space for your emotions isn't about becoming some emotional drama queen. It's about giving yourself permission to feel all the feels, the good, the bad, and the messy middle. It's about building an inner sanctuary where you can be vulnerable without fear of judgment. And trust me, it's a total game changer for your mental well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your emotional safe space, like yesterday. 1. Ditch the strong facade. Okay, Gen Z, let's get real. Society keeps telling us to be strong, tough, and unbreakable. But guess what? That's a total lie. We're human beings, not superheroes. Strength isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about acknowledging them and learning how to navigate them. So, let go of that strong facade and embrace your vulnerability. 2. Journal your heart out. Writing is magic, people. It's like therapy without the awkward small talk and hefty bill. Grab a notebook, open up those emotional floodgates, and pour it all out. Don't censor yourself. Just let those thoughts and feelings flow freely onto the page. Trust me, it feels hella good to get things off your chest. 3. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who actually get you. You know, the ones who don't judge you for crying over a sad movie or ranting about that toxic ex. These are your emotional safe havens, the friends who offer a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on when you need it most. 4. Talk to someone. Sometimes, you just need to hear another human voice say, "I get it." Therapy can be life-changing, but even just talking to a trusted friend or family member can make a world of difference. Sharing your feelings with someone who cares helps normalize them and makes you feel less alone in the struggle. 5. Practice self-compassion. Okay, this one is huge. We're way too hard on ourselves, especially when it comes to our emotions. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling sad, angry, or frustrated, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that your emotions are valid and they deserve to be heard and acknowledged. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're at school and something totally unfair happened. Like, the teacher called on you when you weren't ready, or your bestie ditched you for lunch. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to well up, and you want to scream into a pillow. But instead of bottling it all up, you grab your journal during free period and let it all out. You write about how frustrated and hurt you feel, and by the time you're done, you feel lighter, more in control. That's the power of creating a safe space for your emotions. It allows you to process what you're feeling without judgment and move forward with clarity. So remember, my friends, building a safe space for your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more connected to yourself, more resilient in the face of challenges, and more empowered to live your best life unapologetically and authentically, just as you are meant to be. Before I drop the mic on this episode, let's recap those key takeaways. Ditch the strong facade, journal like it's therapy, surround yourself with your emotional ride or dies, talk to someone who gets you, and practice self-compassion. You got this, Gen Z, and hey, don't forget to DM me your thoughts on creating your own safe spaces. I want to hear all about it. Also, tag the episode in your TikTok, stitch it with your own raw and real take, and spread the word about Self-Care RX. We're changing the game one podcast episode at a time. Remember to follow, rate, and share this bad boy like it's your new life mantra. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.